The fight against cancer continues, and Canadians are called on to reflect upon the thousands of people who are living with cancer and to remember loved ones lost to cancer. There is a little something we all can do to join the fight, and that is why Maureen Quigg is here with me in the Cube studio today. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you having me.
This year marks the 75th anniversary of the Canadian Cancer Society, right?
That is right, yes.
So for how many years now have you been involved in this fight against cancer by means of the daffodil flower?
Personally, I've been involved in the daffodil campaign, I think probably close to 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Lennoxville, we've had a group of active people for a little over 20 years. And it's the time of year when people start thinking about the daffodil campaign,
yes,
because we're all look forward to it. And especially after this brutal winter we've had, I think the beautiful bright yellow daffodils are going to be welcomed by everyone.
They are beautiful. And don't they symbolize something?
Exactly. They have been sort of a marker of the Daffodil Society because it represents, it's come to symbolize actually the strength and the courage in the fight against cancer, because the daffodil campaign in Quebec has been going on since the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And so it started off very small in Montreal and expanded. It is a national event too.
Mm-hmm.
But here
it's going strong.
It is going strong, yes. In fact, last year we raised in the area that our committee serves, we raised $19,700. And the year before it was $18,000 something, and the year before that it was $17,000 something. So this year we've set ourselves the ambitious goal of trying to raise
a little bit higher,
$20,000.
$20,000.
That's
okay.
Right. That would be 70 more bouquets than we sold last year.
Uh-huh.
And at
$10, that's not too hard to do, I would think.
I don't think so. We don't think so, certainly. And at $10. For a bouquet of 10 lovely
flowers.
That's
not expensive.
70 bouquets.
Yes.
In the borough of Lennoxville and in Cookshire, Birchton, Barrie, Hatley, North Hatley, Milby, and Sawyerville, we have a unique way of selling the daffodils. In most other places like Sherbrooke and other communities, they just have kiosks at, you know, the shopping center, the bank, mm-hmm, the grocery store. We take a direct approach, and we have canvassers in the different communities, on every street and every neighborhood, in the communities that I've just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And so our canvassers approach their neighbors, their friends, take the orders, mm-hmm, which have to be in by the 27th of March. And then 1 week later, on the 3rd of April, we deliver the flowers to your home.
And everybody has to make sure they're home, though, I would imagine, right?
We would appreciate that very much. We do appreciate people putting a note on their calendar so,
yes,
they remember we will be coming
around. I mean,
around.
It must be a big job to deliver.
Well, it is. If you think, you know, just of what that amount of money represents, it's almost 2,000 bouquets of flowers that,
right,
we have to distribute.
Mm-hmm.
And our organizing committee is made up of 8 people, but from there we have about 100 other volunteers who help, whether it's by canvassing, by delivering the flowers, by driving those who are delivering. We have many people who help us in many different ways.
And what about the funds now? Now, the funds raised throughout the month, of course, they help the Canadian Cancer Society prevent cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
They fund the research. Can you tell us a little bit more about,
mm-hmm,
that?
Well, the mission of the Canadian Cancer Society is the eradication of cancer and the enhancement of the quality of life of people living with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of like their global mission.
Right.
And to that end, funds that are raised are invested in research, support services, prevention, information, and advocacy. And I can tell you that right here at the CHUS in Sherbrooke, there are currently projects going on that have been funded by the Canadian Cancer Society. One very important one right now is the research into prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But there are others happening here that are funded, as well as there are many others within the province of Quebec, too.
The support must be a big thing, too, that is funded by this as well, because I think I read somewhere that over 60% of Canadians diagnosed with cancer will survive at least 5 years after their diagnosis. Now,
mm-hmm,
during those 5 years, it's a tough time.
Well, it is. You know, I think someone who has been diagnosed with a cancer or who has a family member who's being diagnosed with cancer, this is a very difficult thing.
It is.
I think, you know, any bad news is difficult to,
mm-hmm,
take in, but when it's the diagnosis is cancer, it's it's a that death much sentence. More difficult.
It's a death sentence.
Well,
really.
Some people perceive it as that, but mm-hmm. fortunately it isn't in a way now, because as you mentioned, now 65% of the people diagnosed with cancer now survive for more than 5 years. Mm-hmm. Whereas we look back in the 1940s, it was only 25%.
Is that right?
So that's a significant increase. Mm-hmm. You know? And so this is why the support that we're able to give to people, whether it's having someone to talk to speak to somebody who's gone through a similar experience, to get information, to find out what resources are available. The Cancer Society is often sort of the place that people turn to get a lot of information on a variety
right.
Of things they have to deal with when they're facing cancer, you know. And it has been proven, though, that the research is the most effective way mm-hmm. to try and combat, because what we find out helps us to know what causes cancer, because cancer is not one disease, it's many different yes. diseases, in that it manifests itself in different forms. So, you know, in order to get better treatments and improve prevention and becoming aware of the risk strategies mm-hmm. or the risk reduction strategies, I should mm-hmm. say.
And what are some of those?
Well, the better treatments we have now are all the innovations, whether it's in surgery, whether it's with chemo, whether it's with radiation, whether it's with other types of drug treatment. I mean, those are all things that have contributed to the increased life expectancy. Mm-hmm. In prevention, they've been involved with a number of campaigns, whether it's against smoking, mm-hmm. it's awareness about the harmful effects of tanning salons right. in young people. Mm-hmm. And I mean, to that end, now I believe it is illegal in Quebec
yes.
For people under the age of 18.
It is, although they haven't always enforced this, but I think that they're starting to crack down on them.
Well, they are, and I think also just the fact that it's there mm-hmm. probably makes young people think twice
yes.
before going.
Right.
You know, so it's not going to stop everybody, but it will help. And in terms going back to the support too, I think for those people who live in remote and isolated areas, again, it is particularly important, because you don't have the resources right in your hometown sometimes. And so they, by contacting the society, they're going to be able to tell you how to and where to find the resources that you might need. And the other thing, too, that they're involved in is advocacy, which is partly aware of making people aware of the risks and of developing campaigns to sensitize the public. And a big one, of course, there, which has been very effective, is the anti-smoking campaign.
Yes, that's
that
right.
That one, as we know, has reduced the number of smokers significantly, and as a result, the cancers and other illnesses related to smoking.
And anything more?
Yeah, well, I think this is just a small sampling of what mm-hmm. the Canadian Cancer Society does. I think everyone has been touched by cancer, whether it's directly or indirectly, whether mm-hmm. you personally have had cancer, a family member, a friend, an associate. We all know somebody.
We all know somebody, but I think that it really hits home when it is someone close to us and we really do see them suffering. Then it really hits home just how terrible a disease this is.
Well, it is quite a devastating disease, you're right. And a great deal of progress has been made in the fight against this disease, but there's still so much work to be done. Mm-hmm. So I encourage everyone to purchase daffodils, enjoy the pleasure of having these cheery flowers, and at the same time to contribute to the fight against cancer.
Yes, we can all have a share in that, that's for sure.
And just a reminder again, for anyone who is not canvassed in those communities I mentioned earlier on, perhaps I'll mention them again just so everyone's clear. That's Lennoxville, Cookshire, Birchton, Barrie, Hatley, North Hatley, Milby, and Sawyerville. If you've not been contacted and you would like to order some flowers, please call Sue at 819-346-8170. She will be very happy to take your order. Just remember, the deadline to call is March 27th, and delivery day is Thursday, April the 3rd.
Well, thank you once again for coming into the studio today to explain all of this. And it's very easy for us to just contact you at that number you just said. And once again,
it's 819-346-8170.
And we can all have a share in doing something special for those living with cancer or contributing in some way to fight against this awful disease.
You couldn't find a better way, because you give and you get.
Right. Thank you so much, Maureen.
Thank you.